go ahead, please.
Whitney. Whitney. Hello.
Ready, sir.
Yes.
Hello.
How are you, Whitney?
Hello. Hi, Mr. President.
You doing all right?
I'm having a rough time. I've been flying around over New York for 2.5 hours, and I just got in from out in Michigan. And the pace is too much. How are you doing?
Fine. We had 500,000 out here in San Francisco today, and they just mobbed us.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, you ought to feel awfully good, but please take it easy.
Well, I want
to... I'm just scared to death about the pace you took.
I want to congratulate you. It's a good day for all of us.
Well, I was just excited about the trip myself. I talked to Hobart tonight, though, Mr. President. A few minutes ago?
Yeah.
He was here in New York. And I had asked him about 3 weeks ago, to let him know that I thought that we ought to get together. Because we could avoid some things that happened today in the newspapers and will be happening in the next week or so. I don't want to see... I know that you're working on the Southern governors, you're working on the Southern businessmen and all this, which is fine. And I don't want to see King and Farmer and everybody else talking about how they're going to insist on the media compliance tests and all this. If you can see that you are the Southerners of history and defined order, then we ought to not be talking about soundly, you know, how we're going to test them.
Yeah.
And I think we need to get together. I think we need to get together about Mississippi. I'm just delighted with the leadership you took on this trip, right? But, you know, just between me and you, we're on the phone planning.
All right.
You got something that we wouldn't have gotten if you hadn't been in there.
Well, I think so. I think we've come a long way that 6 months since we started to...
It's just amazing.
The key to this thing, one thing that's going to be very important to us, I think, is to get a good conciliator.
Yeah.
Do you know Dr. George Taylor?
No, I don't.
The head of the War Labor Board and the fellow that I had on the railroad strike.
George Taylor?
Yeah, from Pennsylvania. He's a professor in Pennsylvania. I wish you'd kind of check into him because I'm giving him pretty serious thought.
George Taylor?
George W. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. He's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He was Roosevelt's head of the War Labor Board, and I had him work on this railroad strike. Hadn't been settled 5 years, and he and Ted Keel and I settled it in about 6 months ago.
Yeah, I know. I know Ted well, you know.
But...
Do you know Donald
Strauss? No, I don't.
Top-notch being in the field, too.
Where's he from?
New York.
Yeah.
I haven't checked out, but I'll check on this George Keel and let you know.
You do that, and we'll talk next week when I get back.
All right, now, you know, I accepted this arbitration of the hard thing, the Powell and Jones,
yeah,
thing up here in New York. I accepted it because the mayor called me yesterday, and both Powell and Jones and Clark and all of them said that I was the only person that they would accept.
Yeah.
So I accepted it because I thought he said you wanted me to.
Well, I didn't know anything about it, but I'm for anything you do.
Yeah, well, it's going to take me the next 2 days. I'm going to spend full time on that because that's important. If that program is killed because these people can't get together, it's going to affect what happens in the Harlem all over this country.
It sure will. You do a job on it, and I'll talk to you later in the week.
All right.
Thank you, Whitney.
I'll get busy. Thanks a lot. Bye.